Hi and welcome to WP Site Guardian 2017. In a moment, I'm going to show you how toxic the WordPress environment is right now. This is actually running on one of my sites. It's been running for about a year, so we have some data and you can really see how bad things are. Now, the reason why this product came about is because we noticed as a company that majority of the WordPress plugins out there were unable to deal with exploits or certainly were themselves vulnerable. So let me give you more details about that. And as you can see, this is a site called WP Scan, which has a live database of current vulnerabilities. And you can see this is WordFence. It's had loads of vulnerabilities in the last 28 months. And again, this is Bulletproof. And this is all in one WP Security, better WP Security. This is Acunetics. And this is us. Okay, we've had none in the last 12 months. We're proud of that record. Now, we're not specifically picking on these WordPress security plugins. We think basically that majority of plugins out there actually have a vulnerability of one form or another because of the way they're written, and essentially the majority of them are written by amateurs. So you are going to get the odd mistake in the code and someone is just going to find it and pick on that, and that's the reason why these things come about. And it's not just security plugins basically that have this problem. There's over 10,000 vulnerabilities right now on all the other plugins, so it's not just those guys. But if you are trying to protect a site, 95% approximately of all attacks come via vulnerabilities, and these attackers essentially use exploits to take control of your site. Some of you would have seen the demonstration we had, which we did a few weeks ago, on how quickly we can get access to a WordPress site, and we did that in a matter of seconds. So it's extremely important to protect against that. So without further ado, let me go and show you around the product. So the first thing that you will need to do is install your license key and then switch or enable the product on. Now, if you're running under Cloudflare, you'll need to use a different option, and again, same if you're running under a proxy. And so we have two default messages. One's a blocked message, one's a banned message. These are slightly different. One is for suspicious behavior. The other one is pretty much outright a hacking attempt. So anybody who tries to hack your site will get an automatic, you're banned, that's it, you're done. Let me show you what we've added in this product this year. And what we've added, statistics. Now, this is actually a 2-week window, which shows you what's actually happened on my site in the last 2 weeks alone. As you can see, my site's been attacked 1,717 times. That's pretty toxic. And it's been particularly bad on this day here. So it's a nice way of seeing basically exactly how this product is working. Let me go and take you through the next section, which is the plugin vulnerabilities. And as you can see, I've actually been notified about this. So I've got a vulnerability in a plugin called Add Link to Facebook. And it's a pretty serious one, it's an XSS, so I need to be dealing with that. And again, I've got another vulnerability in a plugin called WP Clone. So I need to be disabling those, removing those plugins entirely. I don't need that kind of code running. We have got a whitelisting IPs area for obvious reasons. If you've got administrators on here, you need to be doing that. And we've also got a blocked IP section, which again allows you to go and add your own blacklists if you have any. And one final thing before I close off. Actually, there's two final things, so I lied. Just want to show you basically what actually happens in the logs, so you actually see what's happening and what kind of attacks basically my site's been getting. So it's been getting loads of attacks against my login area, as you can see down here, using cross-site scripting. So they've been trying to get access via the login window. And here's an interesting one as well. They've been trying to get access to a MyWP config PHP backup file. So they're looking for that and trying to get access to information, or trying to essentially find information to hack my site with. And again, this is pretty recent stuff, you know. It's So that's what WP Site Guardian protects your site against. Okay, so one final thing this time. I'm actually going to go to settings and show you in the advanced area. Now, for those customers who buy the pro version, we have two really, really cool things basically in the pro side, and that is we've got vulnerability scanning basically of all your plugins on a daily basis. So if something is found within one of your plugins against a real database, we pay for this service and we get this data back, then send you that information, essentially saying, look, one of your plugins or two of your plugins are vulnerable. It gives you the option to proactively secure your site and at least basically get rid of those plugins or change them for something which is not vulnerable. One last thing is we also embed a live blacklist onto your site daily. This is actually a daily updated blacklist of bad rogue IPs which we've known. We use a really, really good source for this, and every single site that actually runs under the pro version is automatically updated daily with this blacklist. So essentially it runs a preventative piece of coding which automatically blocks these kind of people from even accessing your site. So as you can see, this is a pretty essential piece of kit for any WordPress website owner. And of course, we've got a special offer on this during the launch period. So thanks for watching, and we hope to see you on board.